It is 11 minutes after 8 a.m. Happy Tuesday morning to you. And this morning, I have two guests with me. I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol, along with Trooper Wenger, who is joining with us just before retirement, getting one last time in here with us before he goes. And welcome, gentlemen. I remembered my intro. Welcome, guys.
Good job. Thank you very much.
I always dive right in, like, let's get to it. We got business to discuss.
We do. It's drive sober or get pulled over coming up. So from August 13th through September 1st will be our drive sober, get pulled over initiative.
So it already started.
Yes. So it did start. So during the drive sober, get pulled over, we always focus on impaired drivers and getting impaired drivers off the roadways, but that is one of the times of the year when it's we're definitely getting out there and looking for things, especially with the school year kicking off and everybody going back to school. I saw some buses driving around this morning, so it looks like people down here in Holmes County are starting to get back in there as well.
Wednesday is the first day for our schools here.
Okay, maybe we're learning routes. So.
Well, learning routes, and I know Norwayne started already.
Yeah, I think it was a Norwayne bus that I saw on the way in here.
So. Norwayne is at
the top
of Wayne County.
I saw a bus. It was yellow. And it was on the road, so it was driving around somewhere. Where it was going, I don't know.
Let's hope they know.
But no, so according to NHTSA, every day about 34 people in the United States die in drunk driving crashes. So that's one person every 42 minutes. And in 2023, 12,429 people died in alcohol-impaired driving traffic deaths. So that's quite a few people just in 1 year in the United States who lost their lives to drinking and driving accidents. And about 30% of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. did involve drunk drivers.
That's too many.
That is way too many.
Because it's avoidable.
Especially, yeah. So whenever anything's avoidable, it always hits a little bit harder. So make sure that you're planning responsible behavior. So plan your safe ride home before you start going to your party or going out, whatever you're doing. So choose a non-drinking friend as a designated driver. Oftentimes we'll see those people that come out and, well, this is my designated driver. Well, it was also their designated drinker. So they should not have been driving either. Yeah, it's shocking, I know, but if someone you know has been drinking, don't let them get behind the wheel. Take their keys if you have to, and arrange a sober ride home for them. If you drink, don't drive for any reason, call a taxi. And if you're hosting a party where alcohol will be served, just make sure that all guests leave sober. Or
it's always a good idea to take all their keys in the beginning. You're like, no skis, yes. Bro skis.
So make sure that you plan ahead. That's the biggest thing. So please, we're out there looking for it, and we've seen an uptick in the Amish community down here with the kids going out and drinking and driving the buggies home and everything.
And that counts as a drinking and driving.
That does count as an OVI. That will be an OVI on your record, especially. You can't ride a bicycle while you're drinking. You can't operate a horse and buggy. Operate an e-bike. You can't do any of those things. Lawnmowers.
I feel like Trooper Wenger has a story as he says lawnmowers.
but yeah, so make sure that you're paying attention. And so far this year in Wayne and Holmes County, our agency alone has arrested 96 people for OVI. And of those 96 OVIs, 31 of those have been crashes involving OVI. So that's quite
over
a few
30%.
For our area.
That's almost 30%.
Yeah, so it goes with the NHTSA thing, about 30% of all crashes involve OVI. So it stays the same every year, and that just goes to show it.
Nobody's listening.
We try. Some people listen.
Some do. each year, somebody new is allowed to drink alcohol legally, so we got to reach new ears every year.
Yes, we're always teaching and educating the public on what to do and not to do behind the wheel.
And, you know, just a quick side note to that, you know, over about a little bit over two decades of doing this job, gradually seeing not the transition, but the addition, I guess, of not only alcohol-related crashes, but also the drug-related crashes. And that just seems to be ticking upwards all the time. I mean, you could go sit in a Walmart parking lot and smell somebody smoking weed in the parking lot. And you know they're going to get in their car. and drive home. It's just something to consider. I don't think most people go to a party, say, I'm going to get drunk or high and drive home and crash my car. But that's where the prior planning comes ahead. Have a designated driver who is actually not smoking weed, not doing drugs, and not drinking to get yourself home. Because otherwise, I've arrested so many people who told me they were the designated driver over the years, and they never plan to get high or get drunk that they did. But they get the peer pressure, and they do something stupid, and then you end up in a lot of trouble.
And folks don't realize that drugs do count in that sober driving.
Yes, they do. Yep. And it just seems that I don't think people give marijuana smoking and driving the due consideration it needs, because it just seems to be you can drive down the road and smell people with pot coming out of their car. I can smell it when I'm just driving my own vehicles around. So it just doesn't seem like people are taking it all that seriously right now. Just like years ago, people didn't take drinking alcohol very seriously back in the 70s. And then, you know, times change and people realize the consequences it can have on your life.
Because, you know, even if you do survive, if you hurt somebody else, that is a huge effector on you and that other family now.
Yep. Yeah, you could kill yourself, your friends, or a complete stranger. And, you know, make no doubt, if you're impaired and you crash and hurt someone, you're going to do some jail time.
And so you guys are out there checking, making sure folks are making wise decisions, unlike the van I saw this morning. I don't think that they were intoxicated, but, you know, not wise decisions.
It might have been that yellow bus I saw.
This was before you were even awake. So, you know, we want folks to be safe. We want our area to be safe. And, you know, just think about those things you don't think about, that it doesn't have to be a car. As long as you're moving, you can get pulled over. You can get pulled over for drugs, not alcohol. Like, it's those extra little things. People just tunnel vision into alcohol and cars.
Yep, that is correct. And like a side note, like you said, I have arrested people on riding low on the motors before. So
there's got to be a story. Like you've mentioned that there's got to be a good story.
Well,
that
there
goes
was
with
a guy,
that.
Northern Wayne County. He had lost his license for OVI years prior. So he would drive his lawnmower down to the bar. And
fabulous.
I saw him one night. Of course, he's got no headlights on, and it stopped him. And lo and behold, he's under the influence.
At least have lights on your lawnmower if you're going to drive it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
And don't drink and drive, obviously. The whole point of the conversation.
Yep. So, as with every time we come here, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, you know, wear your seatbelt, follow all the wonderful laws and everything that we tell you to do every week. And I hope that everybody has a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.
We'll have all kinds of fun next week.
Yes. Oh, I that was a sinister look, but yeah. Well,
the
we'll
things they can't can. See on the radio. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Lieutenant Perrin and Trooper Wanger from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We'll be back with more here on WKLM.